Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. T.J. McCrae, 33rd team, former player personnel executive for the Eagles, former director of college scouting for the Colts, former director of pro personnel for the Arizona Cardinals. He's been there. He's done that. He's been in that war room. T.J., welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. So what did you think? I mean, you've been in that, you know, that situation, and you know, the clock is winding down. We got to get a deal done, where the Texans were with the Cardinals. What did you think of what they gave up for that third pick?
Well, I think they identified the players that they want, and they went and got them. I mean, that's what they had extra picks. They got the best rusher in the draft, and they get what they feel like is the best quarterback in the draft, two key positions. So I was fine with it. They identified the player. They went after him.
I think one of the things that's interesting, and we talked about it on the air, TJ, is that you have to take the quarterback first because you don't want to give Arizona the leverage of having a quarterback when the Titans, I'd found out, had already called up and tried to, you know, they were trying to position to move into the third spot. So, you know, you don't want to have a quarterback sitting there where they can leverage you for even more. But as it turns out, Arizona basically said, we know what you're doing, Texans, so we're going to really put the screws to you. I thought Monty Osinfort did a phenomenal job of extracting value, not just from the Texans, but also really didn't have to pay a huge ransom moving up from 12 to 6 because he knew Detroit wanted to get out. So using leverage while you're on the clock, that's a big part of, you know, those phone call trades, isn't it?
Yeah, and you have to be willing to not fall in love with a player so you can move out. And in the Cardinals situation, they needed help at a lot of different positions. So the more picks they could get, the better. Don't fall in love with a guy. And then, I learned this, guys, when I was with the Eagles, most especially with Howie Roseman, how he didn't fall in love with players. He was willing to move off. And that gets you 2 picks in the first round the next year and gets you multiple picks that year. So you have more shots at getting good players, really.
Speaking of Howie Roseman, we're with T.J. McCrae here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I just think that he's in a different league than everybody else, the way that he maneuvers and the players that he's been getting. I mean, well, the Philadelphia Bulldogs are unbelievable right now. what's Howie like? And he's pretty damn good, isn't he?
He is, and what they do is they stick to their process, and like I just mentioned, they don't fall in love, so they're willing to move back. They like to get more picks, and that allows them to be in a position like they were this year where they have a couple first-round picks. One of them's high, even though they went to the Super Bowl, and they can get premium players, and that's what they do, and they do a good job before the draft where they set their board up. And they hash through everything, and there's collaboration between the scouts and the coaches, and they pick the best player. And, you know, sometimes that position doesn't look like they need it, but you never know. And the philosophy in Philadelphia is if you have 10 defensive linemen, you need 11. If you have 11, you need 12. You know, they like those guys to be fresh in the fourth corner and just pepper them at offensive linemen. And you see that. When they play on Sundays, their defensive linemen are fresh and they're getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's always, you know, building the Houston Texans, what DeMeco Ryans is going to have to do. TJ, you know how it goes. I mean, build the fronts, right? That's all the best organizations typically try to build the fronts. And I think the Houston Texans looked at defense and they went back to the defensive line and got Dylan Horton as well. But talk about the concept of building inside out, because one team I remember that tried to build from outside in was the Rams with Julio Jones, and And, you know, eventually they got to a Super Bowl when they had Kyle Shanahan as a play caller. But why is building the fronts, why is that so valuable for teams?
Well, let me say this, and I'll go back to Philadelphia again. In my career, the center position has never been more important than it is now. I think the center position is getting close to even the left tackle position in importance on a football team. When I was in Philadelphia with Jason Kelce, when you have a great center like that, you can do so many different things on your offense that you couldn't do before. That's why I like what the Texans did picking Juice Scruggs. They picked, he doesn't have a rare trait, but he's a solid center. What they do now is perhaps a little different than what they did 6-7 years ago. An extremely important position, and I liked how they went out high and got that position. Hmm. That was a big-time pick, in my opinion.
TJ McCray with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I love this. I mean, I know he's caught a bunch of grief for Jahmyr Gibbs, but I love what Detroit is doing the last couple of years. What do you think?
I do. I really like Gibbs. Bijan was my top running back. Gibbs was two. I like what he can do in the pass game. And out in space on that turf, he's going to be really a good player for them. I like the things he can do in run and pass. I thought that was a good pick. You know, and everyone says, hey, be careful picking running backs. But this draft was a little different, I would say. I think it was an outlier draft. So I like that pick. I had no problem with it.
Outliers across the board. I mean, not only do you have two running backs going top 12. Bijan was probably one of the top three players. I mean, definitely one of the top three, maybe top two players in the draft at a position that typically has been devalued since about 2017. But when you talk about outlier draft, here's what this means. Tank Dell, third round pick, is in the 160-pound range. You have a quarterback who's a sub 200. I don't care what he weighed at combine. He plays sub 200. Like, Kalijah Kancey in the 280s at defensive line. And I could go on and on about how small Jordan Addison is in the 170s, Josh Downs at 171. Like, this is the amount of outliers in this draft is just ridiculous. I've never seen so many outliers in one draft at so many different positions.
Yeah. In my opinion, this was the least amount of talent in a draft since 2013. And if you guys go back to 13, you could see that draft. There was, the meat of this draft to me was in the 25 to 50 range. That's where you were really going to make your hay. That's why I would have wanted to move back. You know, even these players going high, there were uncertainties. There was no Miles Garrett in this draft. There was no Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck in this draft. They didn't have that talent at the top. That's why the meat of the draft is later.
Well, all these small guys now coming out, is the league getting smaller, TJ?
The league's getting smaller, but what I think what you're going to see is you're going to see teams pivot. And, you know, these teams have 215, 220-pound linebackers. I think teams are going to start lining up in 12 and 13 personnel and start saying, okay, you're going to have a small linebacker, we're going to pound you. We're going to pound you and pound you. Mm-hmm. You know, the rules favor passing, so it's always going to be there. But I think these smart teams are going to line up with big men and just get after you. Because as you guys know, there's nothing more demoralizing than when you're getting the ball run on you and you know it's coming and it's 4 or 5 yards a pop. Nothing more demoralizing than that.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to see. We do see shifts in football all the time. I mean, we see different types of shifts going on all the time. It takes a few years, and then here comes 12 personnel, and then, you know, we had the 11 come in, and then we had next will be, you know, we've had teams have to figure out what size their nickel corners are going to be now, because now you really need to have a quicker guy, and then you need to have a safety who can play some nickel, because I think it's become so varied around the league. Even running, I noticed with Juice Scruggs, I was thinking, man, I didn't feel like Juice was really a zone scheme type guy for Bobby Slowick. I thought he's more gap scheme downhill. But then you think about it, and teams run varied run. It's very few teams with a Gary Kubiak, Mike Shanahan, hey, we're only going to run outside zone. It's pretty varied now from a running scheme standpoint, too.
Yeah, teams are doing a lot of different things. And then you mentioned the nickel corner. Hey, next year in the draft, we're going to see a receiver that's like 6'8". So maybe that's a trend. You know, some of these basketball players, that aren't good enough to play in the NBA, maybe they say, hey, maybe I'll play receiver. We'll start seeing 6'9" receivers play football, basketball players play football. You never know, guys, really. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's TJ McCrae. We know you got to go. We appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward. Thanks for joining us this morning, TJ.
Hey, anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, TJ McCrae, 33rd team with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to take a break, talking a little whatever you want to talk about. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here. Right now I'm talking about Artisan Grange. I'm talking about the Dublin and the Canstead. I'm talking about hemp in a pouch made of hemp as opposed to tobacco and nicotine. Nope, not doing it. Gross. Not only gross, bad for you, bad for your teeth, bad for your jaw, bad for everything, okay? I just gave my buddy, he loves the straight. He likes the taste of straight. So I gave him some of the Dublin straight, and he's using it. And you know what? His wife's going to be thrilled because he ain't spitting all over the place. He's not doesn't have that nicotine and tobacco habit that the I mean, it's risky. It's risky business out there. You go ahead, keep, you know, chew tobacco every day and see how that works out for you. See how healthy that is for you. It's not. It's just not. So you're going to try to wean yourself off of that? I got the way for you to do it. 975dip.com. Do it safer. Do it with the same taste. Do it with the same sensation. And yet get out of that nicotine, tobacco grossness that is the dip. 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.